Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not... Okay. We have to talk about parenting. And when it...
I'm the expert here.
No, I'm just... I asked you two a question off the air, and Erica's face melted down so hard that now it had to spill over onto the show.
Ask the question again.
My son got an 84 on his first exam at college.
Nice. Finish the question.
What did I say? Should I be mad?
Should I be mad was your question.
Yeah.
You do know that an 84 is like a good B.
Yeah. You do know that he's taking so little credit, like almost the bare minimum, and it's year one, so...
It was
like
his.
They only get harder from here.
Yeah, but
like
it was
if you're
his
only
first
getting a B
test.
On your first thing, he doesn't have school on Fridays. Like
the transition from high school to college, I got my first and only ever C.
What?
At an end of term, my first year of college or my first semester of college. That was the only time it ever happened. And then you get more used to the workload and more used to how things work and how to prioritize your time. An 84 is so not worth being alarmed over.
Yeah, that's good.
Also, why do you even know that?
He texted it to me.
Okay, so was he proud?
I'm not sure now. Well, he said something like, where's my phone? He said something like room for improvement.
Great.
Yeah.
So he knows that.
But exactly.
He's not,
should be proud of that for sure.
Yeah. I'm so...
Okay.
So high school is very easy usually, and then college is quite a bit harder.
How's it harder?
It can be easier and harder in different ways because, like you said, this is psychology. That's not the major he wants. He might not care as much. So the fact that he got a B is awesome.
It's also his first time ever having to like think for himself, wonder what he's doing for dinner, do his own laundry. A lot of things.
Wonder what he's having for dinner. You go to the food hall.
Oh,
you just
okay.
go to the, he has a meal plan. Like you're making it seem like this is like, here's the thing. I wanted this from you two. I did.
You needed to know you're being.
Construct it. I want to have a dialogue about if I'm too hard on him, but the amount of softness I'm getting from you two is
this
not.
This isn't soft. He got a B on his first like test.
A B.
It's not
That's
great.
An F.
It should be an A, though. You
Why?
Know it should be an
Why?
A. He has school 4 days a week, maybe like 3 or 4 hours a day total. So what are you doing the other 21 hours a day that wouldn't get you an A? Like,
this is so wacky to me.
You have to think about how the tests would be different, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why it's so crazy. This is his first
test. Why are you
test.
So quick to excuse? Like, you're telling me
he
with having Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
He said that there's room for improvement. He's aware. He got a B. Yeah. That's great. And he's aware that he gets to...
Do you just expect A's all the time?
Yes.
That's not super healthy.
No. What do you mean it's not? I got
because
A's.
You're saying he let you down because he got a B.
A B is for me.
And that's why he said room for improvement, because he knows that that's what you're going to say. So he did it for you. Congratulations.
Aaron.
A B is great.
A B is very good, especially in college. Because by the way, after college, what does he need the grades for?
Yeah.
But.
So what? What's the point of this?
Especially the psych grade when he's going into business.
Okay. But all I'm saying is it or is it not going to get way harder from here?
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
I had straight A's one semester my junior year. But I got a C my freshman year because it was a class I didn't care about. I think it was science. And I was like, when am I ever going to use the science?
The first 2 years of college, if you get C's, you pass, congrats. And then you get to the classes that your major is actually in.
Then
and
he has to get A's?
Oh, yeah. And it's so much easier to get A's because you actually care about the subjects.
Okay. Right.
Your professors are so much better.
Okay. I can't believe you were disappointed. Yeah.
You guys are making me feel really terrible, and maybe that's what I needed, but I can't believe that you would accept. Don't you want exceptional for your kids? Don't you want that?
I want them to be happy, and I want them to be passionate about something, and if it's not psych, then that's okay. I feel like you have this wrong idea of what I was like growing
up. You are such a perfectionist, though.
I am, but school wasn't it. I was naturally pretty smart and could get good grades, but like that C was me giving up.
Okay.
And it was fine. My parents, I don't think, cared at all.
Okay. So what should I write? I will.
You haven't answered?
I will try to delete the text that
oh,
I sent.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.